The Gemara in Erchin on Daf Yunam and Bey, Yunam and Aleph Yunam and Beis, has a list of the 18 days on the Jewish calendar in which we recite a full Hallel. That's called Yochid Gomer Behemes HaHallel. So we have the 8 days of Sukkot. We have the day of Shavuos and the day of Pesach, the first day of Pesach. That equals 10. And then another 8 days of Chanukah. And then in Chutz Laaretz, we had another day for Shavuos, another day for Pesach, another day for Shmini Atzeres. So we jack it up from 18 to 21. So we have totally 18 days here in Eretz Yisrael of Hallel. Now, why is it that with regard to Sukkot, we calculate the full balance of the holiday, meaning we include Chol HaMoed as well? But in the case of Pesach, we only have Hallel on the first day. So now, in order to understand that, we go through the following. The Gemara wants to know, why is there no Hallel on Shabbos? And the Gemara answers, because Shabbos is not called a Moed. So the first condition that we have for Hallel is Moed. Then the Gemara asks, what about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. That's a pasuk in Parashas Va'aloscha. It says, U'v'moadechem, u'v'roshei chodesheichem. So the Gemara answers, because there's no Iser Malocha. So it comes out, there are two conditions for Hallel. One is that's called a Moed, the other is got an Iser Malocha. So Shabbos is knocked off even though it has an Iser Malocha because it's not a Moed. Rosh Chodesh is knocked off even though it's a Moed because it has no Iser Malocha. Then the Gemara goes on and asks, what's the difference between Pesach and Sukkot? And the Gemara answers that Shiva Simei Sukkot are different because Chalukim B'Karban Oseihem. In other words, every day has a different carbon than the day before. Whereas in Pesach, every day has the exact identical carbon as the day before. So it comes out that there are three conditions now for Hallel. Number one, it's got to be a Moed. Number two, it's got to be Asur B'Malacha. And number three, it has to be Chaluk B'Karbonosa. So now we've excluded Shabbos because it's not a Moed. We've excluded Rosh Chodesh because it's not Asur B'Malacha. And we've excluded Chol HaMoed Pesach because it's not Chaluk B'Karbonosa. Now the premise of this sugya seems to be that there is an Iser Malacha on Chol HaMoed and possibly Doraisa. And that might be derived from the Pasuk Mikroi Kodesh. That's a sugya in Chagig on Daf Yud Ches. Some Rishonim hold that the entire entity, the enterprise of Iser Malacha and Chol HaMoed is the Rabbanon. But let's assume, like those Rishonim, I think it's the Ramban, that the Iser Malacha and Chol HaMoed is Doraisa, and it's derived from Mikroi Kodesh. Therefore, both Chol HaMoed Sukkot and Chol HaMoed Pesach would both be candidates for Hallel. They both fulfill two conditions, namely it's Moed and it's Asur B'Malacha. But we're lacking the third condition in the case of Sukkot, in the case of Pesach, whereas in the case of Sukkot we have the third condition. So the Torah in Parashas Pinchas says with regard to the Chol HaMoed Pesach, the Karbonos, it says Ka'ele Tasa Liyom Shiva Sayomin. That means that every day of Pesach has the same identical carbon as the day before it. Hence, without Chiluk Karbonosov, then all of Pesach is one entity and one Hal suffices for the entire entity. Mashenken in the case of Sukkot. And with regard to Sukkot, we have a Chiluk Karbonos, so it's not one entity, but rather every day of Sukkot is an entity unto itself in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's enough to engender a Chiyuv Hallel. Now, this distinction between Chol HaMoed Pesach and Chol HaMoed Sukkot will impact in the following scenario. What happens when Chol HaMoed coincides with Shabbos? What we call Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So you could have Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkot, you could have Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. Now, of course, we're going to read the Haftorah. And Haftorah is a requirement for every Shabbos, as we discussed in Masechta Megillah. But now, we want to know how to recite the Chasima, the very last bracha of the Haftorah. So if you take a look on the bottom of page 87, going on to the top of page 88, when we get to the bracha on Haftorah, we say on Sukkot, even though it's only Chol HaMoed, on the Torah, Yom HaShabbos HaZeh V'Yom Chag HaSukkos HaZeh. And we conclude with Baruch Ato Hashem, the Chasimus HaBracha, the Kaddish HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So we want to emphasize the word V'Hazmanim, meaning we relate to the fact that it's not only Haftorah for Shabbos, it's also Haftorah for the Moed. That's not true in the case of Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, because in Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach we don't mention in the bracha of the Haftorah, the bracha after the Haftorah, Chag HaMatzis at all, not at the beginning or at the end. Al Torah Ve'Avodah Yom HaShabbos HaZeh. And the reason for this is because this is all codified in the Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Tzadi, and the Magen Avraham explains, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that on Chol HaMoed Pesach we don't have a new entity. We don't have a new Kedushas Hayom, if you want to call it, Kedushas Hazman. And why? Because it's not Cholik B'Kavanosav. So therefore he's not going to mention Pesach at all, even though it's Chol HaMoed Pesach. Mashenkin, in the case of Sukkos, where we have Cholik B'Kavanosav, every day has its own carbon, every day is endowed with its own status as a new Moed, and it's not that we're just cloning the Moed of the previous day. It's a brand new Moed on Sukkos, and that's why we're going to mention the Moed of Sukkos in the Birchas Haftorah. So we're going to mention the fact that it's Chol HaMoed Sukkos. But in the case of Chol HaMoed Pesach, where the Chol HaMoed is just simply an extension, or we'll call it a clone, of the previous day, it's not a Moed Bifnei Atzmo, therefore. And all this is because Eino Cholik B'Karbonosav, Ka Eila, it's the same carbon every day, therefore we don't mention the fact that today is Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaMatzos HaZeh. Now, he mentions here in footnote number 6, a Shibole Aleket. So we'll get to the Shibole Aleket imminently, Emir Hashem. But when we get to speak about Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach, we don't have a complete Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach. And not only that, we don't have Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach. Again, we have the Hallel of the Minhag, which is what we call Halbal, but not a full Hallel. And even though Yom HaShvi is a Chag, the seventh day of Pesach is considered Chag LaShem, so it has the status of Mikrai Kodesh, but nevertheless, as far as Karbonosav is concerned, it's the same carbon as the balance of Pesach, and therefore it doesn't deserve Hallel, hence the Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach, even in the case of Shvi Shel Pesach, is what we call a Halb Hallel, which is only a Halel Shel Minhag, but not a Halel Shel Chiv, because the day itself is not Cholik B'Karbonosav, hence the third and the last of the conditions for Hallel has not been fulfilled. Okay. Now we get to the Shibole Aleket. The Shibole Aleket quotes a Medrash which is called in the language of the Shibole Aleket Harninu, probably based on a pasuk, Harninu Goyim Amo, Umikan Shmo. From that pasuk we derive its name. It's called a Medrash Harninu. We don't have access to the Medrash itself. We have it anthologized in a number of different sources, and some of it is in the Yalkut Shimoni and Parshas Emor. And the Yalkut and the Harninu was famous for saying that Kol Shivas Yimei Achag Gomrim Es HaHalel, Aval B'Pesach Einonu Gomrim Es HaHalel Yom Rishon V'Lelo V'Lama. So the Medrash says, why don't we recite Hallel on Shivas Yimei Achag? I'm sorry. why is it on Pesach we don't fulfill the mitzvah of Hallel, with the exception of Yom Rishon? And the Medrash quotes Shmuel Bar Abba Omer, "Binafol oivechal tismach, lefisha nitmu bo hamitzrim." We can't be fully happy when the creations of God have been destroyed. Now, this Medrash, quoted by the Yalkut and later on by the Shiboli Al-Leket, is apparently based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin Adaf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara derives from the pasuk in Kriyas Yamsuf. It says Lo Karav Zel Zeko Alayla, that Biosa Shav Bikshu Malachi Ashares. They're alluded to in this pasuk Zel Zeh. Lomar Shiro Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Omlem Hakadosh Baruch Hu. God stops them. He interrupts. Ma'ase Yodei Tovim Bayam Atem Omrim Shiro Lefanai. My creatures are going down to the bottom of the sea, and you're reciting Shira. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented the Malachim from reciting Shira, therefore we don't complete the Hallel. That's the addition of the Medrash Harninu. Meaning, in the Gemara itself, the Gemara is not talking about Hallel. The Gemara was just talking about the fact that the Malachi Hashos wanted to recite Shira, and God intervened and interrupted them and said, no, this is not the time for Shira. The Medrash Harninu took this a step further and says, therefore, if it's not a time for Shira, we're not going to recite, and the Chachom are not going to enact any enactment of Hallel on the days in which Ma'isi Yodei Tovim B'Yam. Shalo Yiroah Anu Smechim Le'idam Shal Mitzrayim. We're not going to rejoice over the destruction of Mitzrayim. So the Mashah asks the following question: why does Gemara and Erechin have to come on to the principle of Eino Cholik B'Karnot? The Gemara wants to justify why there's no Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach as there is on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and the Gemara comes up with the answer because it's missing the condition of Chalukim B'Karnot Seihem. So the Mashah there in Erechin wants to raise the following question: why did the Gemara just simply invoke the principle of Ma'isi Yodei Tovim B'Yam Atem Omrim Shira, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented the Malachi Ashares from reciting Shira, so too we cannot recite Hallel? And he answers the following, that the question is no question. The Gemara wants to explain why there's no Hallel on Chol HaMoed in the case of Pesach as opposed to the case of Sukkos. And the answer was because it's Eino Cholik B'Karbonosav. That has nothing to do with the Medrash. The Medrash might tell you why we don't recite Hallel on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach, because that's the day in which the Mitzrayim were Nitva'u Bayam, and Ma'isi Yodei Tovim B'Yam Atem Omrim Shira. Again, we're going to have to switch around now and ask Akasha on the Medrash. Why did the Medrash come up with an answer which would only justify omitting Hallel on Shvi'i Shel Pesach? What are we going to do with the balance of Pesach, meaning Chol HaMoed? In other words, you could ask a couple of questions here. First of all, why is the Medrash oblivious to the Talmud Bavli? If you're asking why the Talmud Bavli is oblivious to the Medrash, I have a simple answer, because the Medrash is only going to cover you as far as Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Ma'isi Yodei Tovim B'Yam. The Gemara wants to cover you as far as all the, from day 2 all the way to day 7 inclusive. That these days are not days of Hallel because Eino Cholik B'Karbonosav, as opposed to Sukkos, which is Cholik B'Karbonosav. That's fine. You can't raise any objection against the Gemara based on the Medrash. Why didn't the Gemara quote the logic of the Medrash? What you could have raised an objective is the opposite. Pumfakir, why did the Medrash have to introduce this new principle of Ma'isi Yodei Tovim B'Yam in order to justify the omission of Hallel on Shvi'i Shel Pesach? Why not just simply go with the Gemara's reasoning of Eino Cholik B'Karbonosav, which applies equally to Shvi'i Shel Pesach as it did to any of the days previously? Okay. So that remains a question. Okay. So here we want to introduce a sefer called the Minhagim. Now, I didn't get a chance to research exactly when this was written. The author's name is the Mari Tirna. I don't know if he was Italian, I'm not sure. If Sam was here, he'd find it in the GIF on it. You know, he has such access to the, you know, to the internet. But in any event, there's a sefer called the Sefer HaMinhagim. And he writes the following, that when we omit Hallel on Chol Moed Pesach, right? So you might ask, well, according to the Medrash, why not recite Hallel on Chol Moed Pesach? In other words, the problem is Ma'aseh Yad Tov V'Yam, that only excludes Shvi'i Shel Pesach. What about the balance of Pesach, meaning all the days of Chol Moed from 2 until 6 inclusive? He says the reason for that is because if we were to recite Hallel on Chol HaMoed, then it would sound, and we omit it on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, it would sound like, or it would seem like to the onlooker, that Chol HaMoed is Chomer Miyantiv. In other words, the Shvi'i Shel Pesach endowed with Kedusha Yom HaNisim Malacha, Chol HaMoed has a much lesser, and yet on the and paradoxically, we're citing Hallel on Chol HaMoed and not on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. You and I know the answer to that question. The Medrash Arninim supplies that answer because Ma'aseh Yadav Tov V'Yam, that's exclusive to Shvi'i Shel Pesach. But other people maybe wouldn't know that. And we can't have a Kedusha Kala, which is relatively light in the case of Chol HaMoed, and reciting the entire Hallel. And in a Kedusha which is Chavur, which is a real serious, full-fledged Kedusha, we're not going to recite Hallel. We just can't do that. You know, people are going to start thinking maybe that the last day of Pesach has no serious Kedusha to it. But again, we're still stuck with the question as to why the Medrash Arninim felt compelled to come up with this whole structure where Shvi'i Shel Pesach is excluded because Ma'aseh Yada. And now we can't have a situation, it would be intolerable to have a Gemar Hallel on Chol HaMoed and leave out Hallel on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Therefore we had to omit Hallel straight across the board from number 2 until number 7, all inclusive. Why didn't the Medrash just go with the well-trodden path of the Talmud Bavli, that the issue is that it's not Cholik B'Karin also, which is an explanation that's true even for Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So at this point, he's going to introduce a tshuva sefer called the Maimer Mordechai, which apparently is authored by Rav Mordechai HaKarmi. And this is also, to some extent, based on a sefer called the Yad Aron. Okay, the Yad Aron is authored by Rav Moshe Aaron Alfandri. I think I have a copy of it, if I'm not mistaken. And it goes like this. If you ask me, why does the Gemara in Erchin need the reason of Chalukim B'Karbonosov, after all, we have the reasoning of Ma'aseh Yadai Tov B'Yam, then we have an answer to that question. And that is because we want to cover ourselves for all of Pesach, meaning Chol HaMoed Pesach. So that's okay. But why did the poskim feel compelled to quote the Halacha Ma'aseh Yadai Tov V'Yam, which is not even in the Gemara? The Gemara gives the answer of Eino Cholok B'Karbonoseiah. Why did the poskim quote the reason of Ma'aseh Yadai Tov V'Yam? So the Yad Aron that we mentioned earlier, it addresses this question, and he says the following. Since, as far as the din is concerned, there's no nafkamina between the reasons, the poskim mentioned the Medrash Harninu because it's a little bit simpler and less complex. You know, the Eino Cholok B'Karbonoseiah is much more of a conceptual lavdish achiluk. But this reasoning of Ma'aseh Yadai Tov V'Yam, that's immediately intuitive or accessible for the masses of people. So that's why the poskim quoted. However, the Maamar Mordechai wants to suggest that there's an afkamina between the two reasons. Meaning that the Yad Aharon's premise is that what difference does it make? You could give this reason or that reason, you always come to the same halachic conclusion, so why not just give the reason that's more acceptable, that's more plausible, more accessible to the public? Says the Maamar Mordechai, no, there's an afkamina between the two reasons. And the afkamina would be in a case where you could have Hallel on the seventh day of Pesach. You could have Hallel on the seventh day of Pesach. And once you do so, then like a domino theory, you would recite Hallel even on Chol HaMoed. Because again, from the perspective of the Medrash Harninu, the only reason why we omit Hallel on Chol HaMoed is so as not to insult Shvi Shel Pesach. But if Luyitzur, we would have Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach, and that's going to be the case that the Maamar Mordechai is going to mention, then Enochinami, now according to the Medrash Harninu, we should be reciting Hallel Shalom throughout the entire Pesach. Well, let's see if we can get the logic here. The Maamar Mordechai records a minog of a certain city. I'm not sure where this city is located. It's called Karpianovich. Let me read it again. Karpianovich. I mean, we all know what that is.
That was his the Ishtar of Sheller. He held in Maamar Mordechai lived there.
Yeah, but did you ever hear the city? Do you know where it is?
No. No idea.
Right. It sounds like it's Poland, but I'm not sure.
It sounds like it.
And he says that the minhag was in his town that they recited Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach not because of the Yontem of Pesach. It had nothing to do with it. It just happened to be that they would commemorate a great miracle, a great salvation that they experienced in that city on that day. It was the seventh day of Pesach. And Harav HaKarmi points out that, you know, maybe when he signed, you know, he signed on as the rabbi, you know, they checked out his credentials, but they didn't realize that there was something in their city that was a custom which he couldn't tolerate. So he couldn't tolerate the following situation, that they would recite Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach, and they would not recite Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach. And why is that? Because the whole reason why you're not reciting Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach is because you don't want to insult Yom HaShvi, because Yom HaShvi has no Hallel. And the reason Yom HaShvi has no Hallel is because Ma'isi Yodah Tov B'Yam V'Atem Omrim Shira. Says the Maamar Mordechai in this particular scenario that they've taken upon themselves a minhag to recite Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach because of the salvation they experienced. They're going to have to recite Hallel the whole Chol HaMoed. Because, according to the Medrash at least, if there was no Ma'isi Yodah Tov B'Yam, then we would recite Hallel. Hello,
nice.
What? You can't insult Shvi Shel Pesach, because Shvi Shel Pesach is a Kedusha Chamura, whereas Chol HaMoed is relatively a Kedusha Kala. But in this case, your minhag is off base, meaning you're inconsistent. If you can accept this minhag and you can recite Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach, then ipso facto you're going to have to recite Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach. And that we never heard. So he says the following: Harav Karmi Yotza La'arer Ala Minhag Shel Iro Shigomrim Esahal B'Shvi Shel Pesach. And why is that? Imon Tosfos Atam Shel Mari Tirna B'Sefer Minhagim. That the reason why we omit Hallel and Chol HaMoed according to the Medrash is because of, quote, not to insult the covet of Yom Tov Shvi. So in this case, that they're reciting Hallel on Yom Tov Shel Shvi, then we should really recite Hallel even on Chol HaMoed. Let's read it inside. He says, Ein Adas Soveles Sheyigmus HaHallel B'Yom Tov Shvi Shel Pesach Sharei lo bitlu es gemiras hahalo b'chol hamoed, Elamishum Kodesh of the Atav Yomashvi Gufo Gom Rivesal is there from Cholamoid Lo Yigmeru? How is it possible that you're not going to recite the entire Hal with a bracha on Cholamoid according to this logic? V'afal pisha gomrim oso rak mishum anesh shalahem mikomakom nira darvar me'uvas, meaning there's an inconsistency here. Whereas according to the Gemara's reasoning of eno cholik v'karbon oso, so that applies straight across the board. Cholamoy would certainly not engender a chi of halel. It doesn't have chilu karbonos in Pesach. But then we have Shvi Shel Pesach, where this community experienced a miracle, and they want to recite halel because of the great miracle of salvation. Then enochinami, that's exactly what they should be doing. That's according to the Bavli, but according to the Medrash Harninu, it's a Mimon of Shach. Either you drop Halel, or if you can insist on saying Halel, then you're gonna have to recite all the days of Chol Hamoed. And since we don't have that kind of halacha, therefore must be that we're going with the logic of the Gemara in Erchim, that there's no Halel on Pesach because it's Eino Cholok B'Karbonoso. Okay. Now, once we've seen that there's an afkamina between the various approaches here, that according to the Medrash, you cannot have a takana of reciting halal on Shvi Shel Pesach alone, whereas according to the Gemara, you could have such a takana. So now we want to know why did the poskim have to add another reasoning to the Gemara itself? And in truth, we could ask the question on the Medrash itself. Why does the Medrash feel compelled to add anything to the Gemara? The Gemara has given us an ample reason, an explanation why we omit halal on Chol Hamoed Pesach. Okay. So now, let's go back to the Gemara in Erech. And we said according to Gemara in Erech, there are three conditions for halal. A is Moed, B is Issa Malach, and C is Chiluk Karbonos. Now the Gemara asks the following question. That explains 10 out of the 18 days, meaning the Moedim. But when we get to Chanukah, which adds another 8 days to jack it up to 18, well, Chanukah doesn't have any of these conditions. It's neither a Moed, nor is it also Basis Malacha, nor is it Chaluk Karbonos. I mean, there are no Karbonos on Chanukah. So what's going on over here? How could it be that Chanukah generates a chi of halal? So the Gemara answers that Chanukah is a unique halacha. Why? Because of the miracle. The Yom She'ir Bones. The Gemara says that Chanukah was such a great miracle that we recite halal. He says the following. I just left out one thing. I'll add that it's just as a postscript. It's not really germane, but Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur should also have Hallel because they have the status of a Moed and an Issa Malach with their own Karbonos. But the answer is there's something lacking in Simcha. We're in a state of fear and awe, which is not appropriate for Hallel. Oh, but in the case of Chanukah, We're in an appropriate mood of Simcha. So, what about all the conditions? And the Gemara answers, we don't need any of those conditions. Why? Because of the great miracle. So there's a whole new Mechayev now, a whole new category of Hallel, and that's Hallel Shel Nes. Oh. So Gemara now asks, well, what about Purim? Purim is also a great salvation, great miracle. And the Gemara answers three answers, but the answer that we'll mention here is Kriyasa Zui Hilula, that El Chinami, we do have a Chi of Halel on Megillah, but we fulfill that Chi of Halel by reciting the Megillah. And the Gemara says that this... Okay, so that's the Sugya in Erechim. There's another sugya Masechta Megillah, which he quotes here in footnote number 17. There the Gemara has a slightly different approach. The Gemara thinks that we should say Hallel on Purim, not because of its similarity to Chanukah, not based on the precedent of Chanukah, but simply based on a Kal v'chomer that if Bnei Yisrael recited Shir when they left the Yam, and that's only Me'avdus L'Cheres, how much more so in the case of Purim, which is Larog L'Hashmin Laved, it's Mimisal Chaim, certainly we'd have to say, recite Hallel. And the Gemara's answer is that Kriyasa Zui Hilula, that we fulfill our obligation of Hallel by reading the Megillah. And hence, the post can discuss if you don't have Megillah, you cannot get access to Megillah, perhaps you should recite Hallel. All right. So now, based on all these principles, we can now answer the question why the post can bring the Medrash. Because the Gemara in Erchin really is not sufficient. The Gemara in Erchin will explain why Chol HaMoed Pesach doesn't deserve Hallel, because it's missing Chalak B'Karbonosav. And that's all as far as Moed is concerned. But now we have a new Mechayev of Hallel, which is derived, and the breakthrough is Chanukah, and that is a Hallel al Nes. And if that be the case, now we have a problem with Shvi Shal Pesach. Because although from days 2 till 6 inclusive, we omit Hallel because the Kedushas Moed is incomplete, because Chol HaMoed doesn't have a complete Kedushas Moed in the case of Pesach, it's lacking the Karbon element, right, the Parshas Pinchas of the Cholok B'Karbonoso. But there's a whole other reason, forget about Dinei Moed, there's a whole other reason to establish Hallel on the last day of Pesach. And that's the same way that we recite Hallel on Chanukah. Certainly the seventh day of Pesach is no worse than Chanukah. It's a great miracle, Kriyas Yam Suf, and it should require Hallel. And that's where the Medrash Harninu comes to the fore. Eino Chinami, the Medrash Harninu is standing on the shoulders of the Gemara in Erechin, very well aware of the Gemara in Erechin. The reason why there's no Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach is because it's not Cholok B'Karbonosav, but the Medrash wants to suggest that that's only as far as Kedushas Moed is concerned. That the Kedushas Moed of Pesach repeats itself, clones itself every single day, and that's called Eino Cholok B'Karbonosav. But in the case of Shvi Shal Pesach, there's a separate reason why we should be reciting Hallel on that day, and that is because of the great miracle of Kriyas Yam Suf. In other words, the great miracle of Kriyas Yam Suf, like the great miracle of Chanukah, require Hallel. That's where the Medrash Harninu comes to the fore. Why is there no Hallel on Shvi Shal Pesach? Not Midin Moed. Midin Moed, the Gemara has already covered the basis. There's no status of Moed if it's Eino Cholok B'Karbonoso. But let there be a new Mechayev because of Nes. Like we saw in what case? What would be the precedent? Chanukah. If in Chanukah we said Hal because of a Nes, then likewise we should be saying Halel on Shvi Shal Pesach because of the great miracle of Kriyas Yam Suf. On that the Medrash Harninu says that although it's a great miracle, but Ein Omrim Shira, we can't recite Hallel because of Tviyas HaMitzvah, because of Maisa Yodai. So on the seventh day of Pesach, we really have two reasons why there should be theoretically Hallel. One is because it's a Moed, it's also a Malacha, and the other is because of the great miracle of Yam Suf. And here the Gemara and the Medrash are answering two different questions. The first question is being addressed by the Gemara in Erchin. Why isn't the Shem Moed and the Isa Malacha sufficient to generate Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach in the same way that it generated Hallel on Chol HaMoed Sukkos? And the answer is because it's not Cholok B'Karbonoso. Fine. Now we get to Shvi Shal Pesach, and here we need the Harninu to answer a different question. Why is there no Hallel on Shvi Shal Pesach? Not Petaris Moed, but Bitaras Nes because of the great miracle of Kriyas Yam Suf. So for that, we have another answer, and that is Maisi Yodai Tovim B'Yam. So it's beautiful. Now we have two different answers to two different questions. Right, the question is, why is there no Hallel on Chol Hamoed Pesach? Why is there no Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach? And in the case of Chol Hamoed Pesach, the answer is going to be Eidim Cholak B'Karbonoso. That's the Gemara in Erech. And in the case of Shvi Shel Pesach, the Mechayv should be Nes, the great miracle of Kriyas Yam Suf. But the answer is Maisi Yodai Tov B'Yam. So let's just think, does each answer add something? Yeah, well, the answer of the Bavli in Erechim is going to answer the question of Chol Hamoed, whereas the Medrash can't answer that question. Why does the Medrash need Maisi Yodai Tov B'Yam? One second, because the Torah's Nes should be a Chi of Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach, the Torah's Nes. Well, what interests me is that the Gemara in Erechim doesn't even address this question. Why did the Gemara in Erechim omit that question? I don't know. Okay, maybe we'll come up with an answer to that, actually, as we go along. Now, let's just think. Once again, let's get back to the Maamar Mordechai based on the Minhagim. The reason why there's no Hallel on Chol Hamoed is because that would insult the covet of Shvi Shel Pesach. So I don't know. Now the Maamar Mordechai is very perplexing to me because we already know the Bavli. The Gemara in Erechim has already established that there cannot be a Mechayev of Hallel in the case of Chol Hamoed Pesach because there's no Chiluk Karbonos. So if we know that already, so why do we need the Medrash? Oh, I see. So if we only had the Gemara in Erechim, then we would have no problem in setting up a separate Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach as opposed to Chol Hamoed. So, for example, in this community that wanted to commemorate that great miracle, and they would establish a minhag of Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach from the perspective of the Bavli, that would be no problem. But now that the Medrash Harninu has come up with the possibility that we should have a separate Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach, but we can't insult the day of Shvi Shel Pesach by saying Maisi, if we're going to apply the principle of Maisi Yodai Tov B'Yam, that's going to explain why the Nes of Kriyas Yam Suf doesn't generate Hallel. Then we're going to have to omit Hallel even on Chol Hamoed Shel Pesach from the reasoning of the Maamar Mordechai. And that's not true according to the Bavli. See, here's my problem. Why the Maamar Mordechai seems to be assuming that we have to come up with some explanation as to why there's no Hallel on Chol Hamoed Pesach. And we get into a problem here of Shalol Levayish is called as Kvodo Shal Chol Hamoed. I'm sorry, Shalol Shal Shvi Shel Pesach. And that's going to explain why we cannot have a situation in which there'll be Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach, but no, there'll be no Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach, because of Maisi Yodai Tov B'Yam, but there would be Hallel on Chol Hamoed. But wait a minute, why would there be Hallel on Chol Hamoed? According to the Bavli, there's no Hallel on Chol Hamoed because simply it's Teino Cholik B'Karbonoso. So let's see if he addresses this question here on page 91. Nimtza, you have it?
Yeah.
Shlosha Tnoim the Tokfo Shel Yom. Number one is called a Moed. Number two, it's also in his block. Number three, it has its own carbon miyucha. Right. Now we have a whole new category of Hallel. And that is the Hallel of Nes. It's not the Kiddush Hayom, but the Hallel of Nes. Why is there no Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach? So that's where the Poskim quote the Medrash Harninu. Okay, he says the following. Kineged achiv mitam yom she'ir bo nes heviyo poskim es ha-medrash harninu. It's afal pi she'biyotif shvi shel pesach ir bo nes mikol makom ein ligmor es ha-halel fi she'nitvu bo ha-mitzim ben folay vechal tismach. Al kein lo ha-yoroi ligmor bo es ha-hal because of the svar of Maisi Yodai. Nimtza shetama gemar misakzev tam medrashin shnei dvarim haim olim shnei mashlim zedzet. He sees a perfect harmony or a, like a symbiotic completion here. One is to exclude moed, and the other is to exclude nes. The anu bisman hazeh she'ein omer hal bedilug bechol amoed anu omerim hal bedilug bechol amoed pesach einu ela minug hachomim. Okay, fine. Okay, so we're stuck with this problem. On the one hand, we think that there's a perfect symbiotic relationship or complementary relationship between the Gemara and Erchin and the Medrash, because each one is addressing a different question. But on the other hand, what was still sort of in the dark here is this business with the Minhagim and the Maimar Mordechai. They seem to assume that according to the Medrash, there should be Hallel on Chol HaMoed because there's no problem with Maisi Yodai. Just if we cited Hallel on Chol HaMoed, it would be an insult to Shvi Shel Pesach. L'chor, the whole premise is off base, because if we accepted the Erech, the Gemara and Erech, then there's no Hallel on Chol HaMoed for a different reason. That's because, Eino Cholok B'Karbonoso. So on the bottom here of page 91, he says, "Be'arnu lama hutzuchu aposkim milvad tama gemara o tam shal medrash haninu levar lama ein lomar hal biyontu shvi shel pesach afshevenu shalafi shitas medrash haninu nosnu achronim tam lama ein gomer sahal gam b'shar yemei." Chol HaMoed, and that is Kadesh Lo'iroya Chol HaMoed Chomer Miyontav Sheni Miyontav Shri Shal Pesach V'yavol L'Zalzalba V'hinei Advar Meina Mechuvarim Maro LaHosef Es HaTam HaZeh Varei Dai B'Tam HaGemara Shiyimei Chol HaMoed Enom Chalukim B'Karbon Oseyem. Maybe he's asking our answer. Is Tenach Yom Teshvi Ein Dailo B'Tam HaGemara B'Erechin Shenom Chalok B'Sav Ki Yesh Tam Nosu M'Chayim B'Sav Netzah Nes, and therefore why not apply the M'Chayim of Nes to the case of Shvi Shel Pesach? So we understand very well why is it that we need the explanation of what? Of the Medrash. Right, so let's go over this last point one more time. If we only had the logic of the Gemara and Erchin, then we would come to the conclusion that on Shvi Shel Pesach we should recite Hallel, albeit not Midin Moed, but Midin Nes. And we would compare it to Chanukah. It comes along the Medrash and says, no, we don't recite Hallel because of the Nes, based on the principle of Maisi Yodah Tov Miyam. And that's the new Mechayev of Nes. But as far as the other days of Chol HaMoed, the Monav Shachter won't be any Hallel. B'Toras Moed, we said it's Pesach Zeno Cholik B'Kobar Noseyan. And if it's B'Toras Nes, what Nes happened on Chol HaMoed? So he says the following. And he calls this a Tirutz Al Derech HaPilpul. It's about five lines down.
I don't have page 92, so...
Oh, you don't have 92? Okay, one second. Let's see if I have it here. Oh,
okay.
I guess it didn't make it to you, sorry.
Didn't make it to this.
So these are the first pages which you have.
Okay.
It should be up till 93, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yeah?
All the way to 94.
Oh, 94. That's even not best.
Not
okay.
Not.
So he says the following. We're on page 92, and we're about seven lines down from the top. Okay. So he says, "Ain't divrei ha-gemara al chiluk karbonos mechuvanim lahasbir loma in gomeres ha-halel b'chol yimei chol amoy pesach." Vein kesher vein chiluk karbonos ligmiras halel. Vein kesher vein chiluk karbonos ligmiras halel. This part I didn't understand. We'll work it out together, Mitzvah. So there's no connection between chiluk karbonos and gmiras halel. The ikar tama gemara shein goes of the chol amoed who kidir mariv tirna. So he's trying to take this whole svara of not insulting Shvi Shel Pesach and place it, integrate it into the Gemara itself.
Wow, that's wild. There's a problem here. If we were to recite Hallel on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, that would be an insult to Shvi Shel Pesach. Whoa. L'daito, when he says L'daito, I assume he means to say from Minhagim. He says, Ein chiluk ben Chol HaMoed Pesach shu karov liyom haShvi l'ben Chol HaMoed Sukkos shu rachok mimenu. And kidei liyashiv zakusha zos kivza agmar b'maymar shel chag chalukim b'kamer noseyem kivan shebechol amoyt sukkis l'chol yom yesh karbim mishalo k'mod b'fnei atzvu ein choshin l'chvodo shel yontiv shvi shel pesach aval b'chol amoyt pesach she'enom chalukim b'kamer noseyem choshishin shlo yiroya Chol HaMoed Chamur Miyantiv Shvi. So basically, the question of this posture, this premise of not premise, this principle, I should say, the principle of Cholik B'Kamer Noseim as opposed to Ein Cholik B'Kamer Noseim is coming to explain why it would be an insult to recite. To recite Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach, but not on Shvi Shel Pesach, whereas the recitation of Hallel on Chol HaMoed Sukkos is not an insult to Shvi Shel Pesach. Now, how that the mechanics, I don't understand how that, in other words, how that answers the question. But let's just think: if we accept this mechanics, then how does that solve our problem? Again, let's go over the problem that we had. Why are we assuming in the Medrash that Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach should get Hallel, if not for the fact that it would be an insult to Shvi Shel Pesach? Why should the days of Chol HaMoed get Hallel? After all, the Gemara in Erechin has already covered that question. It's Eino Cholik B'Kamer Noseim, and therefore the days of Chol HaMoed should not get Hallel. Don't introduce the jealousy issue here. And the answer is that we need that the Gemara itself is talking about this issue of insulting Shvi Shel Pesach,
And the Gemara says that that's why we don't say halal on cholamoy. So it means the following. Let me see if I understand this. Oh, he's saying the following. That cholamoy Pesach really, in and of itself, deserves halal. Midin moed. Let's see if this works out. It has a shem moed and it has an isim aloch. Oh. So if that be the case, then both cholamoid sukkahs and cholamoid pesach should have halal. So now the Gemara comes up with the following kasha. So why do we have halal on cholamoid sukkahs and not on halal pesach? The answer is, on pesach we're worried about insulting shvi because of the principle of nes, that since shvi has a nes, we should be saying halal on shvi. And the answer is we can't say halal on Shvi because of Maisi Yonai. But that would be an insult if we had halal on Chol HaMoed. Why aren't we worried about that same insult with regard to Chol HaMoed Sukkos? And the answer is,
it's got the additional thing of
Again, he doesn't explain the mechanics there, how Chalukim Mekor Nosayim works, because he's not willing to remove the Chiyuv Halal that's inherent in Chol HaMoed. Haraya, in the case of Chol HaMoed Pesach, the Gemara really operated with the premise that there should be halal on Chol HaMoed Pesach. We only removed halal on Chol HaMoed Pesach because of the insult. And that insult is relevant because of Eino Cholok B'Kamar Noseinu. But it's not relevant to the case of Sukkahs. And we're not going to say that there's jealousy here and an insult to Chol HaMoed Pesach, to Shvi Shel Pesach, because it's Cholik B'Kovar Nosav. It's almost like Cholik B'Kovar Nosav is kind of like an excuse that we can explain away why is it that we say Halel. But basically we're going to omit Halel on Shvi Shel Pesach because of Maisi Yodli Tom B'Yam. And here we don't have an excuse. Why is it then that we're going to recite Halel on Shvi on Chol HaMoed? So therefore we're going to have to remove the halal from Chol HaMoed in order to protect the integrity of Shvi Shel Pesach. And all this he says in the name of Beis Yaakov. Reb Yaakov, Av Bezin Zhetomer. Did you hear of Zhetomer? I wonder if you heard of it for the same reason that I heard of it. Why did you hear of Zhetomer? You have some relatives from Zhetomer?
There's a Zhetomer Rebbe or something.
Oh, there is? Yeah. I didn't know.
Any shtetl's
going. I actually own a Zhetomer Shas. And the reason why the Zhetomer Shas is such a rare, it's such a desired collecting item, is because they were so machpid in Zhetomer that anyone who was Machal Shabbos would have nothing to do with the actual work of publishing the Shas. So it was considered like a Heilig Shas, it was like holy. So actually I put it in a certain place where I needed to lift up the holiness of my library. So that's the Zhetomer Shas. It's a collector's item. It's so interesting how book collecting works, Did I ever tell you I have a Jewish Mechidish of Rav Kivega the first? Why is it so mevukash? Because Rav Shlomo Eger, Rav Kivega's son, published this, and for Kibud Av Ha'Em, he ordered special paper in honor of the publication of the Jewish Mechidish. And if you hold up the paper to the light, you'll see the trademark on it. It says Eger on it. Every other page says Eger on it. So collectors like that kind of stuff. If there's anything different about the Sefer, Alright. He says the following. This idea that we don't have a complete simcha because of the destruction of Mitzrayim, we'll find a source for that in the Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Re'eh. It says, Vayisa. It says in Regolim three times Simcha. Now he says we would have thought that if there are three Simchas on three Regolim, then the Torah should have divided up equally, and every Regol would get
would get its v'samachta, but that's not true. The mitzvahs of simcha only apply, or only are explicitly mentioned by the Torah in two out of three regalim, leaving out Pesach. So the Yalkut suggests the reason why simcha is not mentioned in Pesach is because of mesubo hamitzrim. So that's the Yalkut. I thought it was in Parshas Re, it's in Parshas Emor. So here we have a chiddush of the Meshech Chochma. He says the following: HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makdim the tzivui of Pesach 7 days before they left Mitzrayim. I'm not sure how he knows this. L'chora HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzarech l'tzavosom al Pesach doros li'achar sheyotzu Mitzrayim v'niftu min ha-mitzrim. The rois tokev gvuras Hashem aliyah. Hine matzinish Hakadosh Baruch Hu tzivas Yisrael lochug pesach shivas yomim kvar b'mitzrayim od kodim shiyotzu. How does he know this? This is the inside of the Meshech Chochma. He says this is in Parshas Bo. It says v'yomar rishon mikra kodesh v'yomar shvi mikra kodesh. This cannot be referring to the Pesach of Mitzrayim, meaning the Pesach that the Jewish people are about to celebrate, because they only had, well, that's a machlokas, but going to one day, Mitzrayim lo nog Pesach el yom echad bilvad. So I can say b'yom ha-shvi mikra kodesh. So the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already giving a tzivui on Pesach l'doros way in advance. You know, now for the immediate Pesach, that's going to be only one day. So what did he mean before when he says Shivas Yomim Kodem Shiyotsu B'yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh B'yom HaShvi? That part is not clear to me. Ilu Ayo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'achres Atzivu L'doros Hayim Etzava Osam Li'achar Sha'ovru Es Hayom. In other words, if the appropriate time for Hashem to be Mitzaveh Lidoros would have been after Pesach Mitzrayim terminated. And Pesach Mitzrayim certainly terminated by Kriyas Yamsu. In fact, he's saying that they were only knowing Pesach one day. So why don't we find the Tzivui of Chag HaPesach right after Kriyas Yamsu? Ubeyom HaRisha Mikra Kodesh, Yom HaShvi Mikra Kodesh. So the answer is that a person will come to the conclusion that God is commanding us to do to experience the mitzvah of Chagas Pesach right after the Mapola of Mitzrayim Shetovu B'Yom HaShvi. And that's not true, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevents even the Malachi Asharis from reciting Shira. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Makdim the Tzivui of Pesach L'Doros a week before they left Mitzrayim, to make it absolutely clear that we would not experience Simcha after the Mapola of the Mitzrayim. Teda sheli olam hakosuv maskir satam shel chag haPesach al shum shahotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim v'lo al shum shahasa shvatim b'Mitzrayim she'im b'Yisrael chag v'yontiv al Mapolas ha'oivim. Okay. I mean, I would disagree with this, you know, based on the Vilna Gaon that we mentioned, but he's saying we don't have a chag that's based on the Mapolas HaOivim. So now, the Torah never calls, it doesn't use the word Yom Simcha for chag, because included in that chag is the Shvi Shel Pesach, which is the Mapolas HaOivim. U'binafol Oivecha lo al tismach. So again, let's go back to the Medrash HaRinim. We don't recite Halal on Shvi Shel Pesach Ma'aseh Yodu Tov L'Yam. But wait a second. What's going on here? B'nei Yisrael recites Shira, and who initiates the Shira? It's Moshe Rabbeinu. When? Kisha'olam in a Yam, after the Mitzvah go down the Yam, and we experience the salvation. Now, the Malach HaShoes want to recite Shira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops them. So why, when Bnei Yisrael recites Shira, Madua lo Omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahem Kedech Shamal Malachim Ma'isi Yad Tov Liyah? And furthermore, he says, Eich Anu Omrim Hala V'Leila Pesach Achreisha Bosa Laila Mesu Kol Bechorim Mitzrayim. Forget about Shira Sayam. Even as far as the Hal of Leil Pesach on the first day of Pesach, on the 15th of Nisan, the Mitzrim are dying away in Makas Bechoros. How can we recite Shira? Okay, you could say it's not all of the Mitzrayim, it's only a part of the Mitzrayim.
Same on the Yom. Is any part of the Mitzrayim on the Yom?
Yeah. How many survivors were there? Mm. Were there a lot? Or I know the Paro survived, I think.
The
Chazal say how many Mitzrayim?
Chariots, wasn't it?
That's it? That's only a fraction of Mitzrayim.
What about Purim? How can we have the Simcha on Purim?
Yeah, that's odd. He's saying the Simcha on Purim, according to his approach, is only because of the Achat Hatzolah, but not because of the Nekama. And that's against the Gra, as far as I understand. The Gra in Pirush on Mishlei, he quotes the Pasuk in Eov to prove that Baved Rishoyim Rina, that the mitzvah of Shira is Chal only after the Rishoyim are destroyed. Anyway, I can't be miyashiv all these theories here, but he says, "Oh, v'nir l'taritz al pi mashikvar ha'iru kishnei halal hem." So here's the question that we want to address: how is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu objects to the Malachi Asharis reciting Shira because Ma'isi Yoda, but the people of Israel are reciting Shira? So he wants to explain this based on Rav Haigon. Yeah, Rav Haigon, which you'll see quoted here in footnote number 30. Now I know this Rav Haigon from more from the Brisker Rav. I mean, the Brisker Rav made a big deal about this in his Sefer Chidushei Maran Agreez. Does he mention the Brisker Rav? Let me just see. Ah, he mentions Emek Bracha. Emek Bracha was the Talmud of the Brisker Rav, but I'm pretty sure, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought it was printed in the Brisker Rav. He says the following: there are two categories. There's one category called Kriyas HaHalel, and there's another category called Shira. And he says the following: as far as Kriyas HaHalel is concerned, we have to look at the entire picture. And if the Mitzrim are suffering and they're drowning, then Chazal are not going to be masakin a mitzvah of Kriyas HaHalel. But then there's a different kind of mitzvah, and that's the Chiyuv of Shira. He says Yesh Lechalek. We want to distinguish. He's not prevented from saying Hallel because of the destruction of the enemies. He has a chiyuv to recite Shira because he himself will experience salvation. In other words, if we didn't personally experience the salvation, but we're just commemorating what happened to our ancestors, or in the case of Malachim, what happened to Bnei Yisrael, that in such a case we're going to be prevented from reciting Hallel because of Ovdan Rishon. That's called Ma'isi Yodan Tov B'Yam. But Yisrael, they themselves crossed the Yamsuf, they themselves experienced the miracle and the salvation, they recited Shira. The Malachim lo avru bayam, their existence, their lives were not in danger in the balance. So therefore, when they came to recite Shira, Hashem says, "Wait a minute, Shira is appropriate, but not here in this case where Ma'isi Yodin Tov B'Yam." Uvishem kach b'leil haPesach shechay v'oh. Here's this is the Brisker Rav. That how is it that we recite Hallel on leil haPesach? It's not Hallel b'Toras Hallel, but it's rather Hallel b'Toras Shira. And why Shira? Because we experienced the miracle. What do you mean we experienced the miracle? Our forefathers experienced the miracle. Then Chayav Ado Liras Satzvo Ki Hu Atzvo Yotzim Mitzrayim. Is therefore we're going to recite Hallel b'Toras Shira. Well, in the case of Shvi Shel Pesach, we don't have a Chiyuv of Chayav Ado Liras Satzvo. So therefore, we're not going to recite Hallel Pesach. But if you ask me why Bnei Yisrael, our ancestors, recited Hallel, the answer is because they personally experienced the miracle. They were Chayv and Shira. I, Ma'isi Yod, the Tov B'Yam, that only eliminates Hallel. but it doesn't eliminate Shira. He says, "Mishum kapel leil pesach shechay vanu liros es atzmo ki luhu yotzem imitzrayim." Is therefore gomer mesahaleh v'torah shira shrei anu kibale anes equal. So we experience the miracle. And therefore in the Haggadah, that's what you said. Nomer lefanim shira chadasha haleluka. The emphasis here is on shira because v'torah halel. We could not recite Hal because Maisi on the top of the Yana. But insofar as we experience the miracle, is therefore we're going to recite Hal the Torah Shira. So let's say a person, you know, shows up at the Seder when they're up to Hal. I think we have to stop him from saying Hal because he can't say, well, I fulfilled the mitzvah of Liros Asatsvi Ki Wadi Atsasi Mitzrayim. Where were you? I mean, you weren't around. You know, you showed up at the wrong time. Maybe we'll give him a few minutes to catch up, you know. Shira Chadasha, he objects to the name Shira Chadasha. How can you say Menomel Fun of Shira Chadasha? This is the Hallel we've been reciting for the last millennium. So you're calling it Shira Chadasha? Ella, Kevin Shiro Asatsu Lil Pesach Yotzim Mitzrayim. This Hallel is a Shira Chadasha. It's not the Hallel of the standard enactment of Chazal. Abel b'shvishel Pesach. Oh, here's your question. B'shvishel Pesach lo nemar bo chayv on the liros asatsu ki hu yotzim Mitzrayim. Elo onu modim al anes shenasla bo segin shekor le mesayom. Al kein eno onu lo mershira. We don't have the right to say shira because my siyo den tov v'yam. So now, Mimonashat, there's no halal on Shvishel Pesach. Vitaris halal, we have Maisi on the Tobiyah. Now we want to say, but wait a minute, we have Shira because we experienced the miracle. The answer is we didn't experience the miracle. Our forefathers did. Oh, so now, what happens on these days, like for example, Shvishel Pesach, with regard to Halb halal? So we have a minute to recite Halb halal. That's a little bit strange, because if we're saying that we don't have a right to recite Shira because my siyot tov liyam, so why do we recite half a Shira? He says, "V'chi Shira yesh l'Shira." Are you gonna set up a Shira Maruba and a Shira Muetes? So he quotes a tshuva from the Chavis Yoy. This is on page 94. Ein nikra Shira l'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ela halel sholim dafka. I wish I knew what the question that the Chavis Yoy was addressing was. What does he have here? He has here a Chavis. You know who Chavis Yoy was, yeah? Bachrach was his name. He lived about four centuries ago. He was a German Jew. I have the same Chavis Yoy. Actually, I have a nice cup. He says, "Ein nikra shira hanemeris lefnei Hashem yisbarach el hal sholim." If I understand correctly, he's saying that even shira has to have a chal shem. You know, there are requirements, halachic conditions. It's not just some sort of spontaneous outburst of shira, of praise. And therefore, you have to recite mizmorim shleimim v'shleimusim, a whole set of kapitlach and tilim. If we're reciting Halb Halel, that's not even Shira, so we don't violate. Again, he's not telling you why we're going to recite Shira, or I mean, say Halb Halel, but he's going to tell you why there's no violation of the principle of Maisi Yodai Tov V'yametem Omer Shira, because we don't have the complete Shira. Now, how does he know that you need the complete Shira in order to obtain the status of Shira? Raya Min HaKosov. I think it's Yishayo Anovi, yes. Yishayo Anovi. Hashir Yelachem Kelel is Kaddish Chag. Ah, that the Shir should always be like the Hallel, meaning it's got to be complete. Yeah, but that's not the Shita of Haigon. If Haigon says Shira is even if it's not complete. Okay, fine. Let's just. Oh, I know. Shir is a reference to Yemos HaMashiach, to to the time of the ultimate ke'ula. And Yeshayahu HaNavi is predicting, he's foretelling the ultimate ke'ula, and at that time, we're going to recite Shir. But what will that Shir look like? It'll be like Le'alis Kadishcha. So he quotes a Gemara here in Pesachim, Al Bitzis Halva Le'al Pesach, Sharei Eino Nikra Shira El Kishir Sha'omer Be Le'al Kadishcha, which is Hal Sholem. I mean, it's true that we recite Hal Sholem, but it's a bit cut up and chopped up into pieces. I don't know. Maybe it means the Hal of Beis HaKnes. I doubt it. Bikat Sheshira Sheina Shlema, like for example, Hal Bedilu, Lavshme Shira. Shedarshu, yeah. Lavshme Shmira. 33, what does he want here? Okay, that we saw. O klach lederek zu, ma she ein lo mer shira al mapalosim shal rishoyim, ein o elo bishas maisa. Oh, he has another approach. That you, to recite shira while they're dying, that's cruel. Aval yachar mikan, but later on, that you want to recite shira on the great miracle, including the fact that our enemies were drowned at the bottom of the sea, that we're allowed to do. 1 second. So how does that explain the fact that Bnei Yisrael recited Shira? Bnei Yisrael was Bishas Maisa. Let me just see. I'm Loshna Gemara. Shalom Ike Rakosh Baruch Hu Malachim Milom Shira El Bishas Ma Paloshin Shal Mitzrayim Kol Shomu Bi Osa Shav Bikshu Malachi Asharis. Avli Acher Nikan Muta. So what about Bnei Yisrael? Just 1 second. Is he dropping the first teretz? We came into Bismano, I think he means during the moments of the destruction of our enemy, Nidchu Amalochim, Gam Anu Eina Omrim. So why did Bnei Yisrael, reciting Shir? The first answer was that if you experience the nest personally, you could recite Shira. Why do we have a minig of Halb Halel? He says, because that's not called Shira. That I understood. But now he's offering another approach that since we're not Bishas Maisa, we're not restricted like the Malachim were, and therefore we can recite Halel. How does that explain Bnei Yisrael Bishas Maisa? I don't know. I'm missing a piece of the puzzle here, if you can fill me in. I don't know. Nachmal, he's trying to explain why we recite Shira on Shvi Shel Pesach. So he says that's not Shira. So first he says, how did Bnei Yisrael recite Shira? That was because they personally experienced the miracle. We cannot recite Shira because we didn't personally experience the miracle. There's no Chayav Adam Liros Asatzman Shvi Shel Pesach. So what's the point of Hal B'dilu? And we're going to recite Hal B'dilu. If they might, Higu Chachamim Lomar Hal B'dilu. The answer is because we don't want to violate the rule of Atem Omrim Shira, so we recite something less than Shira. He's not telling me why we are knowing to recite less than Shira. In other words, I know why it can't be a full Shira, but why half a Shira? And then he says, "O klach lecha derech zu." So what question is he addressing now? Why is it that we recite Halb Halel on Shvi Shel Pesach? What happened to the rule of Maisi Yodei Tov Milyam? That's his question. He's not asking why Bnei Yisrael would recite Shira. I guess he's assuming the following. There are two issues here. Issue number one is why Bnei Yisrael recited Shira and Hashem only objected to the Malachim. Issue number two is if we're gonna explain that Bnei Yisrael had a special rishus to recite Shira because they personally experienced. So why do we have a minug that allows us to recite Hallel Bedilug at least on Shvi Shel Pesach? So as far as the issue of why God prevented and objected to the Malachim and not to Bnei Yisrael, that's because the Malachim were not personally experiencing the salvation. So they can only recite Hallel, and there's no Hallel when it's Maisi Yom Tov. Bnei Yisrael personally experienced the salvation, that's called Shira. And that's why they were allowed to recite Shira. Fine. So if that be the case, why don't we recite Shira on Shri Shel Pesach? And the answer is because we didn't personally experience the Nes, so we can only have Hallel, and we don't express Hallel when Maisi Yodai Tovim Liyah. Now he's giving you another approach, but he's not answering the question why Bnei Yisrael B'Shas Yitzis Mitzrayim recited Shira. That they could do because they personally experienced the Shira. But rather, he's asking a question, how are we allowed to recite even Halb Halel on Shvi Shel Pesach? What about, aren't we irritating the principle of Maisi on the Tov Liyah? And even though it's Halb Halel, but nevertheless, it's a kind of a Halel, and we should be absolutely opposed to that Halel if it's Maisi Yodim Tom Liyam. So the answer is that Maisi Yodim Tom Liyam only applies Bishas Maisi. And it only applies to someone other than he who went through the miracle personally. He says, Gam Loshna Gemara Nitan Ledai Kashlo Ike Vakosh Bachsam Allah Milomar Shira Ela Bishas Macholosan Shal Mitzrayim Kshashim Kir Ba'osa Shah Bikshu Malach Yasharis Omala Makarish Bachs and Mordan Sanhedrin Maisi Yodi Tov Liyam Etem Osim Ba'osa Shah. That's when it's Osir. When we came in ship is Mano Nidchu Amalachim His gam anu ein omrim, ein omrim. Just a shovel five. Kevan shebiz mano nidchu amalachim. His gam anu ein omrim. What does it mean? Gam anu ein omrim. We don't say a full halal, but yet we could say a half halal. And this, I don't know if you. If you follow what he's saying, I think he's missing one piece of it. Probably they aren't included in the Tsar of Shivan Mitzrayim. Right, the Malachim are not included in the Tsar of Shivan Mitzrayim. Simchal Hatzalos. So when I have an excuse to recite Shira on my own salvation, that I can do. But the Malachim didn't. They weren't saved, and therefore their Shiru can only be on the fact that they are happy at the destruction of Mitzrayim, and if Hashem says no, Ma'isi Yodot. Hadayin Yishmer Loma Yom Amrim Hal Gak B'Dilu Kevan She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sameach B'Mapalos Shal Rishoyim Avo Meniach L'Tzadikim She'Nigalu Mitachas Yodom L'Smoach Is L'Ficha K'Tzadikim Omrim Shira But Einam Omrim Hal El Sholim V'Nishe'en HaSimcha L'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch. So as far as the tzaddikim is concerned, they experience simcha and they have a chi of halel, but they can't say hal sholem because lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu there's no simcha. Therefore, menicha b'chetzio v'yomrim esachetzio hasheni. Okay, Rabbi Moshe, we'll stop here. Very nice. So we had two discussions about halel. We had one last week and one this week, and hopefully, we're getting a picture of halel on Pesach.